BBC Three Counties Radio.
The first private space flight to take NASA astronauts into orbit has docked with the International Space Station. The Dragon capsule, operated by Elon Musk's SpaceX firm, reached its destination this afternoon. The BBC science correspondent Victoria Gill has been following their progress.
1 metre to go.
Just under 19 hours after it launched from Cape Canaveral in Florida, and a few minutes ahead of schedule, the SpaceX Dragon capsule docked with the International Space Station.
Soft capture confirmed. Stand by for retraction and docking.
The capsule arrived at 16 minutes past 3 UK time as the ISS passed 260 miles above the border between northern China and Mongolia. Its crew, Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken, have been dubbed America's favourite dads. They're the first astronauts to reach the space station in a craft operated by a private company.
It was a very historic moment.
British astronaut Tim Peake said this test flight marked a new era in space travel.
Not because of the launching back from US soil. It's more a case of the first launch of a private company, commercialisation of the space sector. What the National Space Agency would like to do, of course, is to slowly hand over operation of the entire International Space Station to commercial companies and for them to be a customer themselves.
This is the first journey of a $2.6 billion space transportation contract that NASA has agreed with SpaceX. It's an agreement set to save the US space agency many more billions of dollars that it plans to invest elsewhere in the solar system.
Wow, right now those two vehicles are flying together. They are attached to each other.
Well, joining me now is Janelle Wilson, who's a NASA Solar System Ambassador from Buckinghamshire. Janelle, very good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very well. Welcome to the programme. Can I ask you, how excited have you been about this latest flight into space?
I have been ecstatic. This is just so exciting to be launching again from U.S. soil, because it's been nearly 9 years, but also to have this commercial crew program going now too, which is just incredible.
This is a total departure to what we've been used to in the past. You've got a private company working with NASA. I mean, even looking at the uniforms which Elon Musk has redesigned, they look like astronauts you'd see in a Hollywood film.
They do. They look completely different. But I think, you know, one of the best things about having commercial crew is that innovation and the fewer rules, I guess, you know, with government, with NASA. They have all these rules they have to follow, and then they have really constrained budgets, and then the vision changes with every new president, which really makes it difficult for them to have this cohesive vision long term. Whereas with companies like SpaceX and Boeing, they get to set their own rules and their own parameters, which really allows us to have these really cool outcomes like these new spacesuits.
Yeah, cool. I mean, it's not just the space, it's everything about the look. The whole program now looks like you would imagine it to look. It's been designed to look effective as well as work, obviously, as opposed to being designed to just be effective, the NASA effect. But yeah. NASA have always had this deep history of generally, yes, of being over budget and late, but trying to get everything absolutely watertight. Will they have the same thing with SpaceX?
Absolutely. Even though NASA is contracting out to SpaceX to do this, all of the same parameters are in place in terms of the launch constraints and safety considerations. There's always has to be a backup and then a backup to the backup for every system. So just because it's commercially happening now, don't think that safety precautions aren't in place. It definitely is. I mean, we saw that with the fact that the Wednesday's launch was scrubbed due to the weather. So it's still happening following the rules. It's just somebody else is doing the work behind the scenes.
Janelle, now that Elon Musk and his SpaceX firm are involved in getting astronauts to the space station, they're now involved in the American space program. What changes? What can we expect to see next?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, SpaceX has been involved for several years. I mean, their first Dragon Falcon 9 launch was actually 9 years ago. So it's not like this isn't brand new for them. They've been working on this for a long time to get going. But I think what we can expect to see is a little bit more competition as well, because SpaceX isn't the only player in this game. Boeing is part of the commercial crew program as well, and they're working on their own their own capsule too. So there's mission scheduled. Once they're ready to go, the astronauts have been named who will go on the Boeing flights. So it's I think competition is good, and I think that's part of the reason SpaceX was able to do it so quickly. You know, they were it's not quite the same, but it kind of harkens back to the moon race where competition helped it go faster. I also think we'll see hopefully more missions and more people getting to space. In fact, I don't know if you've heard this, but there's even talks of Tom Hanks filming a movie. I'm sorry, not Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise filming a movie on the space station.
Amazing. What I can't get, Janelle, is how does he work out that the SpaceX, they send these rockets up, and yet half the rocket, because of the way it's propulsion, it comes back down, and they land it on a spot marked X in the middle of the ocean. How do they do that?
It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, the planning and the engineering behind that is just incredible. And I think that just goes back to, once again, how wonderful it is to have a new player in the game, to think about solving problems that really we didn't solve in the same way before. You know, with the shuttle program, the solid rocket boosters, they fell back into the ocean, and then they were recovered and brought back, and then they were reused. But, you know, they had to have a lot of revamping in order to be useful again. Whereas with the landing it on the barge, it makes it a lot faster to be able to turn it around and reuse.
It is very clever. It is very clever. Mm-hmm. And Janelle, I mean, really nice to talk to you. You're a NASA Solar Space Ambassador in Buckinghamshire. What is it? I mean, as a NASA Solar Space System Ambassador, what do you have to do?
Well, it is it's a NASA JPL Solar System Ambassador Program. It's obviously out of JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California, and it's a volunteer outreach position. Normally, you have to be living and working in the United States to be part of the program, and that's when I started. Obviously, I am American. When I moved here 4 years ago, they let me keep working and doing outreach. So I do a bit of outreach here, especially with a group called UK Astronomy, with doing stuff with Solar System Ambassadors as well. And that's why I get to do it. And they were really wonderful to let me keep doing this, even though I'm so far away from the States.
Amazing. Oh, well, that's a very nice title, a very impressive title.
Janelle, sounds great, doesn't it?
Well, I've always liked NASA. Who doesn't like NASA?
Exactly.
When I was studying A-levels many years ago, I was doing a technology project before internet had even been dreamt up, and I wanted to build a wind tunnel. And I wrote to NASA, Janelle, and they sent me, I didn't know who I was writing, just NASA, Florida, and they sent me back a box of stuff. Very impressive.
That's amazing. Yeah, they are great. NASA is really all about education and outreach in addition to everything else that they're doing. And one of their big pushes is just STEM and STEAM education and getting kids interested in space. And like you saw with Bob and Doug, the astronauts who launched on the Crew Dragon, they want to get kids excited. They want kids to want to be astronauts and build rockets and go into space. And so it's a big part of NASA's vision is getting people excited about space.
Janelle, thank you. Wish you well. Janelle Wilson, NASA Solar System Ambassador from Buckinghamshire.